Hey, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and peace be upon all of us this afternoon. Your Excellency, Masala, Munkada, Madam Vice President. Excellencies, honored delegation, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the delegation of Brunei Darussalam, I would like to express my deepest appreciation to the members of the HRC Bureau. I would also like to take this opportunity to extend my gratitude to the UPR Secretariat as well as the members of the Troika, Kyrgyzstan, Malawi and Honduras for all the assistance rendered in the facilitation of the review and the preparation of the report. In particular, I would also sincerely thank His Excellency Omar Sultanov, Permanent Representative of Kyrgyzstan, for presenting the summary of our working group. I also like to convey Brunei Darussalam's appreciation to the distinguished delegates who participated during our review last Friday and for the positive statements and constructive recommendations delivered in the spirit of mutual respect with the aim of progressing human rights in our country. This year is a special one for Brunei Darussalam, as it is not only our 40th anniversary of full independence, but also marks our 40th anniversary as a member of the United Nations. When we joined the UN in 1984, Brunei Darussalam faced the same challenges many other countries did in those times, from international and regional geopolitical conflicts to emerging effects of climate change. In addition to that, we also faced challenges in developing our new modern nation state, including the economy, infrastructure, and human resource management. Nonetheless, we have managed to provide our people with basic necessities and modern conveniences by investing heavily in education and health, transport and communication, social justice and welfare. We are invested in our people and in our country's future. As a result, today, the people of Brunei continue to enjoy peace, security and stability. We were therefore pleased to have heard resounding praise for Brunei Darussalam's Wawasan Brunei 2035 and for our efforts in synergizing our overarching national vision with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as our active engagement with all stakeholders, including UN bodies. Brunei Darussalam will continue to exert utmost efforts to prioritize the well-being and the welfare of its people, especially those who are most vulnerable, and maintain peace and harmony of communities and society. As a small developing country, Brunei continues to be a strong proponent of multilateralism as embodied by the United Nations and in the rules-based international order. Thus, we remain committed to upholding the principles of the UN Charter to support UN processes, especially that of the Universal Periodic Review, and to fulfill our obligations to those international conventions to which we are party to. To recall the remarks made by the Honourable Dato' Irwan Pihin Yusof, Minister of Foreign Affairs II of Brunei Darussalam, who led the review on Friday, rest assured that Brunei Darussalam will study all the recommendations received very closely. We will review them in a holistic manner, in line with our whole of government approach, and will provide our responses prior to the 58th regular session of the Human Rights Council, which will be held next year. Brunei Darussalam looks forward to your cooperation towards a successful adoption during that session. To end, and on behalf of the delegation of Brunei Darussalam, I would like to once again thank you, Madam Vice President, other members of the Bureau, as well as the distinguished delegates, for the positive and constructive engagement during our review. I thank you, Madam Vice President.